most of you may not know what is a transformative community of practice, so I will give a short version of it as I can. Aftab.
Thank you, George. So before bringing it down, my temperament compels me to bring it up first, very quickly. The question is, how wide is the present? So in 30 seconds, let's say, we're going to be in the future. So we live in this particular kind of illusion around time, which is based on a linear understanding of time. And all structures prior to integral are tied to linear time, and that integral consciousness is a shift in relation to time, not just perspective, but also time. So this brings about the idea that to actually be in the present means being in a very creative, engaged relationship to the past and the future. That's what it actually means practically to be in the present, is in a creative, dialectical relationship between the with the past and the future as we're moving around the sun. So, inhabiting the future in this moving present, and how do we do it collectively? So now, bringing it down, we want the next outcomes. Those require the next capabilities. The next capabilities require the next practices. Now there's a not so self-evident jump. The next practices require next structures. I mean this collectively in the moment. And now there's an even bigger jump. The next structures require the next authorizing functions. And this is where we keep tripping up more than is optimal, is on what are the next authorizing functions. And so we could do a whole conversation on natural hierarchy, which we won't right now, but I just put that out as an orienting comment. To bring it down further, the authorizing functions are context related. And one way to be concrete about context is to say that in our work, there is the lab, the dojo, the conference room, the street, and as working with Reiner has brought more and more into my awareness, the cafe. That is its own context with its own way of inhabiting the future. And so getting clear about these contexts strengthens our understanding and our practice of how we can inhabit the future depending on where we are. So what does all of this have to do with what George, in an email today, maybe you've already done this, named teacups, as our endearment for transformative communities of practice. Back to you, George.
So I think that we just gave a lot of distinctions, framework, and come see me, visit with me. And Drew, was it you who came up with this? Then I know that I'm not that smart to create that play on words, but I just picked it up. Somebody around the table said that. Okay, so I know that this tea cup is not everybody's cup of tea, because the price of entry is a commitment to develop three areas of action. The first is a commitment to develop oneself. Second is working on facilitating the transformation of communities and organizations. And the third is prototyping a project in your context that supports social change. So it's self, organizations, and society. Why I am so obsessed with this triple requirement from anybody who wants to be a reliable ally of evolution? Well, because if somebody is working in organizational transformation and has also some interest in a better society and trying to do something, but like many change agents who are ready to change everything and anything except themselves, they are not reliable allies of evolution, because in any moment of crisis, when they are really challenged, when they are really when under stress, they just don't come through as an integral evolutionary agent if they don't work on themselves. And we know a lot of people who are pushing the edge of personal development and not as much excited about organizational transformation, let alone social change. Well, obviously, evolution nowadays is asking more from us than just working on oneself. And finally, there are people, and fortunately, there are more and more people who are engaged in personal development and organization transformation, but the size of their dream is about the organizational change that they are engaged in. And that frequently doesn't go much further than the collective ego of the organization. So yes, organizational change agents want the best for their organization, but nowadays that's not good enough. Nowadays we want people who are working organization to be able to frame their work and actually do the work from the perspective of what is the true interest of society. I have a dear friend who has been a very effective organizational change facilitator working for Philip Morris, the tobacco company, cigarette company. And there are others who are working for weaponry. Within the organization, they are working for a more, I don't know, more human-faced organization. But if the organization doesn't have a higher purpose that is serving social evolution, that's also not, doesn't make a reliable ally of evolution. So that's why there is this price of entry into a teacup. That's why it's threefold. And I could say just a few more words about it, that until now I was sketching out why none of these three areas alone is sufficient. I can put also a positive description why it is empowering more than if you are working only in one area, because There is a lot to learn from your practice in each of the three areas that you can use in the other two areas. So when you discover something new in your organizational work, if you hold this trifocal lens to what you do, then you look at and see how this new discovery can also affect your personal development and your work on prototyping a social transformation project.
So we have just confessed and boasted that we are involved in prototyping. And as a way of grounding some of the earlier distinctions into experience, we could try something. Let's call our current configuration that we are in terms of context a conference room, in terms of what it comes closest to, keeping in mind that what we're prototyping is a way of bringing together in a syncretic way these five contexts: the street, the cafe, the dojo, the conference room, and the lab. That teacups in some way bring this together. We don't know specifically that for the prototyping. So if you're willing, if we could just try this, it need not take us more than 3 minutes. We call this the conference room for the purposes, for our purposes right now. And in silence, let's shift over into what it would look like. This is just our collective intuition. What is our configuration if we go from the conference room into the street? Okay? And I'll just say ting for our transitions. We go to the street. Solidly. From the conference room, we're going to the street now. About 30 seconds on the street. Hello again. And now to the cafe.
So you had the last one.
Hi.
Good to meet you. Can I see your name?
Peter,
that's it. After.
Yeah, so, yes. Dynamic context shifting, that's good. Oh, I really thought you meant go outside. The door is locked. You know, let's go to the street. Good, let's do it. But it's like, where's the, who's serving the coffee in the cafe?
Okay, now let's transition into the dojo. This is the context we are weakest in. Authorize the dojo at the next level now. Authorize the dojo more deeply. where is the gradient of development in this dojo? Make it visible. And our final shift into the lab. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll circle up briefly.
So let's hear from somebody. What did you experience? How was it being in the dojo, let's say?
I can run the mic.
Just noticed my awareness was present to one of the speakers this morning talked about doing things with impeccability. That was my focus at that moment.
What I was so aware of is just how conscious we need to be about the way we structure the spaces that we do our tasks and our work in, because each of those spaces was so different. And if you kind of assume that we can be one thing in the other space, we're never quite able to be all the way in it.
Where are we collectively the weakest in terms of context? There seems to be some doubt here or some restraint. I don't know how to interpret it. So I'll just, in my experience, that this is our weakest context because it requires the most challenge in terms of authorizing functions.
The dojo.
The dojo, yes, because our experiences with authorizing functions has been so damaging.
What do you mean by authorizing function? Would you mind to say a few words?
I would say the green meme is the biggest enemy of the dojo, because you need to accept a teacher, not argue with them, learn.
And of course that even applies for principals, because ultimately the teacher's authority is related to alignment with principle, and that's requiring, as we know in terms of hierarchical complexity, the demand of a principal to submit to principles, that not as articulations of reality from mental structures, but intuitions of reality that need articulation from mental structures, but there's a time lag before those articulations can be made from the mental structure. In that sense, we could say the future is leading through integral consciousness and has to be apprehended and comprehended by mental structures later. So back to George's question about authorizing function, So right now we're over time. It's after 2 p.m. or at 2 p.m. and the authority of this gathering, the authorizing function, has now weakened. So I need to ask you, would it be okay? Would you authorize George and I to go for another 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah? So now we've again activated an authorizing function. You know. Well, we are surrounded by it, in a sense that even the conference program is problematic in its authority. How the conference program gets put together, how we live it out, how some of us, including me, kind of cruise around during sessions, the impact that has on the sessions, etc. So we are in a crisis of authority. And of course, every threshold, any time we're in a threshold. So having practices around intuiting first the next phase of authorizing. So, and therefore, our confession that what we're pointing to is a period of prototyping this multi-layered context called transformative communities of practice. Your closing thoughts, George?
Prototyping has started last couple of weeks after I gave a course on transformative communities of practice. That was a couple of first steps, and it's a ongoing prototyping. We need to try it in different contexts, and prototyping is not an abstraction. It's very practical. It's coming together as a transformative community and figuring out what is that attracts us to it and what is the new that we can discover about ourselves, about our collaboration, that has this triple commitment manifest. So if any of you is interested to participating in this ongoing prototyping process and receive information of the next stage of prototyping a teacup, I guess there is somewhere in the back sheet where you can put your name and email address and put an asterisk there to let us know that you didn't put your name and email address there by accident, but specifically in relation to getting an invitation, a formal invitation in an email to the next stage of prototyping or TICUP, which will be a TIL facilitators TICUP. So there will be many domain-specific TICUPs organized around different domains, and we anticipate that the facilitators TICUP will be a kind of meta TICUP, where each member is also a facilitator of his or her own community, and that will be one of our domain of shared practice, that in the facilitator stick-up you can learn how to become a better facilitator at the same time as you are working on your own development and on a project that has an impact on social transformation.
And could you please just in as shortest way as you can, even if it's a prototype, maybe just outline how operationally, what are your first thoughts on how operationally that would look like? For those like me who like to imagine the shape of things before engaging.
So what we envision logistically, that there will be monthly virtual meetings over Zoom. There will be some online collaboration space, and we would ask for a 12-month commitment to the overall process, and also a financial commitment to sustain the infrastructure and the facilitation process, the financial commitment in the nature of the gift economy, that is pay as you feel right. Do you think any other things in logistics?
Interestingly, George and I never spoke about the financial part. So what he just said surprised me. I feel fine about it. So that tells you a sense of where our attention has been. I'm just looking for a way to close since our authorized extension is over. And here's a request to help us close by. Would you be willing to authorize a gesture which recognizes, which acknowledges the weakest link in our work, which is related to the context of the dojo, by just standing in a circle and bowing towards the center?